Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Tomorrow is International Day of Happiness, a day that a fairly obvious goal of getting everyone to just be a little happier. A nonprofit based in Portland, Oregon, is getting involved, putting up billboards all across the country with positive messages to help get us in that mood. The organization's called the Joy Team, and its take on the big day is called Smile Across America, whose co-founder, Michelle McKeag Larson, joins us on the KCBS Newsline. And wow, this is one of my favorite topics. I know positive psychology is really big right now, and happiness factor, all that is happening. So what is going on tomorrow with regard to International Day of Happiness?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. So tomorrow, we will have over 1,000 billboards with inspirational and optimistic messages all over the country. They're going to be in 252 different cities across 42 states, and just spreading joy, optimism, and inspiration in honor of International Day of Happiness.
How'd you come up with this?
You know, we did our first Smile Across America last year, and it was just something I thought would be fun to do. We've been putting up positive messages on billboards in the Portland metro area for 6 years now. And last year, I thought, you know, it's time we expanded a little bit and spread the smiles a little further than our own backyard. So we did Smile Across America last year, much smaller scale than we did this year. And I just wanted to share the joy everywhere. You know, once you do something and it makes a difference in people's lives, you want to make a difference in more people's lives.
Yeah, I can dig that. So what are you hoping are the results of this? What are you hoping people come away with?
Well, I'm hoping that, a couple things. First, that when they see these billboards where they're expecting to see, you know, an ad for beer or car insurance or something else, instead they get this positive message, and I'm hoping that it surprises and delights them and makes them smile and elevates their mood for a few minutes, a few hours, a few days. And hopefully it helps them refocus their train of thought. You know, we are such creatures of habit where we get stuck on an idea or a thought. And sometimes you just need something interjected there to take you from going down a negative road to being grateful and thinking more positive thoughts that will make your life better.
Well, you know what comes to mind for me is the country of Bhutan, which actually has a gross national happiness index.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why it couldn't happen here.
I don't either. I think that would be fabulous.
Now, Los Angeles, the message in Los Angeles, if you're down there, is live happy. Sacramento is do more of what makes you happy. And, of course, San Francisco is look on the bright side. how'd you come up with these messages?
You know, you get enough gray skies down there. It's nice to look on the bright side, right?
It's gray as we speak, actually.
Isn't that funny?
Do you find yourself, would you describe yourself as a fairly happy person?
Absolutely, yeah. I am. I'm very joyful. Anyone who knows me will tell you that I have more energy than I probably should. But it's a choice, and I haven't always been that way. You know, I have made a conscious, intentional effort to look on the bright side, and I'm always looking for the silver lining, and I'm always focusing on what is good in this moment, and it has made my life so much happier.
And Michelle, talking to you has made me happy, and we thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.